Okay. B'kriyas hatevos hanuskos shemim megillah. So when you read the words we're not sure about, right? Bifnehem, lifnehem, leharog, uleharog, right? All those examples. Nagu lachzor al kol hapasuko al kol ha'inyan. So you go back and you repeat the whole pasuk with the change, or the whole topic with that change. Aval b'miras beiz hatevos bilvad, just to say bifnehem, lifnehem, or leharog, uleharog, right? To say zuachazo ein tam. There's no purpose to doing it like that. It doesn't make any sense. So therefore, he says, it's what we do, right? We reread the entire pasuk. Vav, Eina Yachim Vork Brichas Haraves Rivenu, you'll make the bracha, Af im Kines Asura Lishmoa Krioso. Even if you would get 10 people together to hear it, you still wouldn't make the bracha, because, meaning 10 people who have
already heard it.
Have already heard it, right? That's who speaks out in Tess. Tenehidl Inyan Pirsum Hanes, Mahani Mashmachnis Asura Shishmu Krioso. Right? In order to pierce Numan Isi, you can get people together to heal him. Afshim Kvar Yotsu Yideh Chavosim, even though already Yotze, right? Okay. But for this, you wouldn't make the bracha, even if technically speaking you could. You say, oh, it's not. What was the half mean? You say, look, this is a Kriya Bitsibor, because look, I have 10 people here, 9 others. So he says, no, that's not called, because for them already, they've heard it. The footnote over here. Oh, that was going on the last piece from yesterday. Good morning. Good morning. Okay. Zmana Kriya, Zion. Hakorea Samagila, Beyom, Bein Olos HaShachal, Hanetza Chama, Lahoitzi Acherim, right? You read it then between that, it's like a twilight zone, literally, right? Between Olos and Hanetz. Right, ve'ein kavonos letzeis b'kriyaso, and you didn't have any kavonah they should be yotzi with this. So yesh makom histapek im yotzu hashoyimim al yidei chavosim. So we have a suffix over here, whether or not this time they could be yotzi or not.
So it's not a suffix in kavonah; it's a suffix in the time.
Correct. No, I'm sorry, the opposite. The ain't kavanas let's say spikriyoso. Right? He didn't want to have a kavana. So it's if you would have, it sounds like if you would have had kavana, then it would have been good. It would have been good. There's a long footnote in the next one I wanted to go through. It's a little bit of drush, but it's excellent drush. Mishnis achil hagila besa kineses biyom hapurim. So okay, you guy came late. So now what do you do? Kishmaschil nikros magil. They already started, right? When the guy walks in, v'hu adayin. Lo beirach birkas haTorah. He hasn't said birkas haTorah yet, and they're starting the Megillah. So what do you do? Ein lo minyanach, and that's it. You know, okay, I'll go to the one half hour later. I'll do, right? No, this is it. This is only the last show in town, whatever it is. Say yishma'ano below birkas haTorah lefaneha. You should listen to the kriyas haMegillah without making the brachas beforehand. Kedesh lo yafsi kriyasa b'tzibur, not to lose it out, because the other eitzi would think is okay. Maybe I'll just what's it called? Read it myself. I'll say Birchas HaTorah, and then I'm going to miss it. But Tzibur, so now I'll just do it on my own. Since obviously, if you can say Birchas HaTorah, you're going to miss the thing. You play catch up. You won't be able to get it in. He says, nope, it's better to listen to it. So why is that? So he says, you're looking Yud Gimel. Go back a second. The B'shasad Chak. You ever heard of Yud Gimel in Dvar Halakha? If you're in a pressing situation, Mutter B'talmud Torah Af Kodem Birchas. Because birchas haTorah is not birchas hanehenin, so therefore, you know, you wouldn't say, "Oh, take a bite of your chocolate bar before you make a bracha." Here,
yeah, you came late to a shiur, let's say, and
yes, then I would say, you should probably make birchas haTorah because you're
listening not, 1 year and while you sell,
yeah, but that's not a problem here. But you're not Yotzi Megillah, so okay, right, so right. You'll miss out the 2 minutes of the opening 2 minutes of the shir, whatever it is. But that would definitely say to make it. But here, if you say that, if you made brachas for 2 minutes or whatever it is, however long it takes to make the brachas, now you're done. And then he points out all these caveats. There's no other minion, right? Now you okay, but he says it. If you look in 26 at the bottom after the bold, right. Ubapel hosif the bikiya gavne yesh gam lismoch delo chashiva kriyas megila kitalmud Torah gamur, right? It's not really like Talmud Torah. Ve'ena chayeves birchas haTorah ayin b'hagos hachma Shlomo the megila chashiva kiyum mitzvah v'lo Talmud Torah.
Could you say something?
It's a kiyum mitzvah,
like,
yeah.
Like a kriyas shema, right? It's also a kiyum mitzvah. It's words of Torah, but. It's also a Kiyam Mitzvah.
So, 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 So according to that, you would also say, let's say you're sof zman kriyashma, you won't have time to say birchas haTorah, so you should say kriya. Yeah, could be. Good point. In 23, go back for a second. So he has some interesting. It's drasha. It's good stuff. Hadikor liyam ha'elu purim. Right? Why do we call these days purim al shem hapur? You see him in 23. Ashehu lechora rak prat tzadi b'maisi haman. The fact that there's Purim, they cast lots, right, to determine what day it's going to be, that doesn't seem like the main part of the miracle, right? The main part of the story, but nevertheless, we call it Purim. The whole way we were saved, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Reuvech, was through hidden miracles. Rak inin zeh shel goral hochiach ki gam min hashemayim hiskim lekach. The fact that the girl came out this way shows that min hashemayim they agreed to having things happen unfolding this way. V'gam etzem ma'aseh hagoral hochiach shemin hashemayim maskim min al hadover. The fact that the girl came out exactly when it did, that's like, that was the proof.
Because it gave him a whole year to turn things around.
We gave longer for the Hatzalah, but that could be, you might have thought, okay, that's just random. You know, it happened to come out. Thank God it didn't come out a week from now. It came out a year from now. Shrei homan hipo gorlos nifrodim. He had different lotteries, different gorlos going at the same time. Al yimei hachodesh val yimei hashavua. So on what day of the month, what day of the week, v'hit'imu hagorlos zeh lozeh, and they worked out perfectly. They came out everything. He was doing separate ones. Shehudover rochok shi'ar l'kein. This is a very far-fetched possibility this was going to happen. U'v'zeh ro'ahom en ho'chocha sh'askimu en ha'shamayim l'goroso. L'gzeroso. So he said, oh look, Hashem's agreeing with me. Look, he's enabling this. He's everything's worth falling into place perfectly. Right? And he explains, that's why.
He did the date of the month and the day of the week independently. Exactly the way they did. So the day of the week corresponded with the day of the month.
Yeah. Everything came out. So what did he see? He saw this as a proof that really there's Hashem's giving permission to do these things. V'chein hai be'emes. True is, yeah, there was permission given. Ki da'omru megillu yudbeizam an aleph. V'pnei sheishtach bu l'tzelem. Because they bowed down to the tzelem. Om v'pnei shenen misus ha'chashverus. They get a hanah from his meal. L'chein, therefore, ikr ha'simcha hi shepur haman nefach l'purenu. Right? The big simcha is that what Haman did turned into ours. V'nahapachu u'bot l'ha'gazera b'shamayim. And in Shemayim, when they agreed to it originally, Shemayim turned it around. This came from Hashem. That's Shlomo Zalman Reuvech. That's why it's let us say the Yom Tov isn't called Pur. The Yom Tov called Purim because there are multiple ones. Because the fact that they all connected together, beautiful. So skip the parentheses for a second. Next line. Umizeh shahaya neis Purim nistar. From the fact that neis Purim was hidden. Bir b'zeh Rabbeinu, he explained, Dehine b'yom b'yuma, chav tesamad aleph, amrina, lamanatzeach al yas ha-shachar, right, the special kapitel Tehillim, the many have the minute to say on Purim. Ma shachar sof kol halayla, just like the morning is the end of the night, av Esther sof kol hanisim. So Esther is the end of all miracles. Tzorach bir, he asks the question, sharei ha-shachar ain't a sof halayla, morning time isn't the end of the night, ela tzachilas hayom, that's the beginning of the day. You follow? It's right. We say again. The Gemara said Esther Ayelas Hashachar connects Esther to Shachar, just like Shachar is the end of the night. Esther is the end of miracles. But he says no. Morning's not the end of night. Morning's the beginning of the day. Right? That's his question. Right? The Kaimulam said the Malos Hashachar Yomamahu Elabir Ha'inyan Hu Al Yidei Neis Hatzala De Purim Bo LaHakora Hashlema Shekiyam Torah Hu Yisod Habriya VeKiyam HaOlam. No, through the miracle of Purim, we came to the clear realization that the Torah is what keeps the world functioning. Kamosha Darsha Megillah Tazayin Amadeis Al Haposlek LaYehudim Haisa Ora. For the Jews, there was Ora. Ora Zu Torah. That means the light of Torah. Dahainu Shinis Romamu LaHakir BaHakora Chushis. They felt it. Shehatorah Hi Ora Shel Olam. That the Torah is the light of the world. V'chol Hanhaga Sabriya Aide Kiyam HaTorah. That the whole world is sustained through Limud HaTorah. Ki ba'or ponav nesat nosun lon Torah's emes k'dechsiv im lo barisi yomam v'layla chukos shamayim eretz lo samti. Okay, let's skip the parentheses again. We're just talking about this idea of the where are we skipping? No, go. Va'omer pam rebbeinish sudas purim. There's some zaman once it over at the purim meal. Dehad bebozalo shalchlo shalch esli yodam v'lonagu behem v'mida k'neged mida b'mashe gazur shlolim al yehudim. Yelavuz, right? The fact that we didn't take back from what they were going to take from us. Really, the gezerah of Haman never could have actually happened. Why not? If it's a euphemism, if really the Jewish people, God forbid, would have ever been destroyed, the Torah wouldn't be around. Then the world would have reverted back to nothingness. So then it was a false gezerah. Haman never could have taken the Jewish property, because if he would have really destroyed all the Jews, then the world would default. It wouldn't go back to the lo hayishlal klal bazeh. There wouldn't be anything around. V'gam Haman harashi yodazos. He knew this. Umash akosav kain b'irusav hayazel limshoch leiv hagoyim b'leitzanuso. Right. This was just to get them involved in the late Tzanis. Kedarsha b'gemara al haposik. Zed Yazir Leitz Shemo Dekoy Al Haman. Okay, Lechain Lo Hayemakom Limdod Lahem B'Midazu V'Dok. Therefore, that's why we didn't take back on them, because it wasn't Midah K'neged Midah, because they couldn't really ever accomplish what they tried to do. V'Kevin Shehegil L'Dargazu. Once the Klal Yisrael reached this level, Shuv Ein Tzorich B'Nisim Gilulim. Therefore, we no longer needed open miracles, and that's the meaning in the Gemara. Just like Esther, just like the morning is the end of the night, Esther is the end of the open miracles. We no longer need the open miracles, because we realize now what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to him is that everything is coming in a Shemayim. El Yachol Habriya Lehisnahel Al Pi HaTeva. The world can go normally. Kiratzon Hashem Ve'es Habriya. Like the way Hashem wanted. V'zesh Omer Esther Sof Kol Hanisim. That's what means that Esther is the end of all the miracles. Kilomer She'az Nistayma HaTekufas HaShchos HaMuna. Now the period of darkness of Muna is gone. She'etzorech Benisim Geluyim. Hayom. Now this new type of hanhaga started. It's enough for us to have hidden miracles. So that's a beautiful pshat, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Aruch in the Gemara, that it's a change. Now we're able through the miracle of Purim, we're able to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the details. We no longer need it. We can come to our own. We can reflect on Purim of the Nisim v'Niflas HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us that are crouched and hidden within his rules of nature. Okay. Yeah. That was a beautiful drush to cover.